Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and get into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Be polite. If not, we'll ban you in a heartbeat. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Do you have your band finger ready?
Right here.
Right there. Whoa.
Are you going to be talking about things that for people to make comments that you could ban?
We have found there's a couple of trolls out there. It makes no difference. They just say nasty things about people. 11 years we've been on the air.
Going on 12.
11 years on the air, going on 12, and we've never had this problem before. Mm-mm. Never. We might have deleted one.
I think
or
that
two.
Just kind of depicts what's happening in society where people feel like they can sling their foul, but, whatever it is, across the room.
We're going to make it change. Another change that keeps up is now you have to put your name on it. So that should stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jared, what national day is it today?
Well, it's Army birthday.
Oh.
Did you say one more time?
Army birthday.
Army. Is that caissons?
Yep. Okay. What else?
Bourbon Day.
Well, if it's Army Day, it's got to be Bourbon Day. You know what, my friends? What I'm going to do is I'm going to take probably celebrate Bourbon Day and Army Day by toasting them later on this morning. Okay. Thanks, Jared. And Linda, what's what?
Well, good morning, everybody. And we're going to talk, I'm going to do like the National Weather Service forecast. We do have a hot, in fact, right before I left the house this morning, our gardener was there. And, you know, usually they say, you know, you have to wait till about 8 o'clock before the electric equipment or power equipment goes. But, you know, I think we all understand that when we're in these kinds of temperatures that are occurring, that those kinds of people need to get out early and work. So today we do have a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with an 85, but we do know that at that, you know, we have variations with the 85. 89 tomorrow. Wednesday is 103. Thursday hot with 110. And Friday, 111. Saturday, 108. And Sunday, 105. And we know as the weather patterns do shift, you know, I was out early this morning and I saw that we do have, you know, it looks like there's chance of showers, especially over the mountains. Beautiful weather, and it was great to see the sun burst through the clouds, and it was beautiful. Anyway, the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay, so you're probably wondering why we're playing Deliverance theme there. It's because Ned Beatty, who played such an integral part in that movie and in so many other movies and TV shows, passed away this weekend. 83 years old. Ned Beatty was in Superman. He was in so many different movies.
Prolific actor.
Great actor. And, of course, in the movie Deliverance, you know, there's certain lines in movies that you don't even have to know what the movie is, but you know what the line is. You know, like a squeal like a pig line. And the guy that was playing the crazed mountaineer, I think his name was Bill Smithers, he was in a number of movies, including, he was in several movies with Clint Eastwood. Usually played the bad guy, maybe once played a good guy, but usually played the bad guys because he could just pull it off. He was on, when he'd be on the set with Ned Beatty, he never talked to him. He just stared at him. So Ned Beatty was feeling really uncomfortable already.
Completely in the character.
He just stared at him. At lunch, he would just stare at him while he ate. And just, I mean, and, you know, he was totally getting Ned Beatty, in a, that type of move.
Right, where he was dominating. Okay, well, that, of course, gained him lasting notice, and that was 1972. But he was nominated for Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor in 1976, Network. And also, he played the bumbling Otis in 1978, Superman. And, of course, we know that he had countless other TV and movie roles. You know, when we talk about what it is, the passing of somebody, I got a call on Friday from my mom. And suddenly in his sleep, you know, it's just when people that you know that are part, an integral part of your moving wheel through life, and they're for 47 years they've been going to the same hairdresser or stylist or whatever. Mm-hmm. His name is Tom Romanato. And I started going to him when I was 17. He was one of the first, like, when I started getting my hair done or cut or that kind of thing. And so he has been in our family for years, and my mom just called and said that he passed away in his sleep. He was only 67.
Wow. But the way she said it was, and of course, Linda's father's name is Tom.
He's got two names, Lee Thomas Snook, but most people call him Tom.
And so when your mom called you, she said, bad news, Tom died. And all I could see was Linda almost dropped the phone.
I turned white.
And then she explained it wasn't. No, I would have said your dad. No.
There was a pause, though.
But there was a pause.
I have really sad news.
Tom died.
Tom died. Whoa. And there was no, like, you know, you think she would say, you know, anyway. I said, Mom. Anyway, so interesting how people, you know, break news like that. But anyway, so, you know, in our hearts and our prayers, as people get nasty and stuff like that, like if you felt like you only had one day left on the planet, what are you saying? Oh, there's some, oh, they're putting the,
it's Flag Day.
It's Flag Day
today. We might want to mention that is a national day.
Well, the Boy Scouts or the Cub Scouts or the Eagle Scouts.
Boy Scouts and Eagle Scouts.
They're putting the flags up on Market Street. You know, I just feel so, when that happens, I have such a feeling of, we're both very patriotic anyway, but right down here in Market Street with our window to the world, and it's just really cool to see that. And Girl Scout, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, good news in Reading. The crime rate in Reading has dropped. After they reviewed 11 years of a Reading Police Department data and found the city has seen declines in reports of vehicle thefts, robberies, burglaries, larcenies, and aggravated assaults. Reported murders and rapes have more year-to-year variation. And the said Reading's numbers follow an overall trend of declining crime in the Golden State. Now, its most significant declines in reports of vehicle thefts and robberies. There are 198 vehicle thefts in Reading in 2020, less than half of the previous year's total. However, we can't forget that COVID had people staying closer to their homes and closer to their cars, probably, and in their homes. So that might have had something to do with it. But it is a steady drop. And there isn't enough data yet from 2020 to draw firm conclusions. However, based on unofficial stats, the city saw an increase on other states from four major cities, and they had an increase in vehicle thefts, and ours went down. Our robbery statistics, they went from 2018, went from a higher rate of robberies compared to the state to the lower rate, and that's been going on for 3 years. Murphy said further analysis to say definitely what led to the decline. And again, COVID-19 probably has something to do with this. Shoplifters account for about 40% of the RPD's robbery reports each month. So, good news. And it's hard to put in what's, you know, on, it seems like sexual assault has gone up, but in murder, murder is, because we have such low statistics on murder. It's, you know, it's hard to say. Is it going up? Is there a trend? And it's because, you know, it's hard to tell if there's a trend.
Well, speaking of something that's been trendy, and that is unemployment.
A break.
All right, we're going to take... Oh, gosh, it's that time. All right, well, when we come back, I want to talk about the unemployment benefits. Can we do that, please?
We sure.
All right, we're going to take a break here on KCNR. Good morning, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on your morning station. And this portion of the show has been brought to you by...
Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, and, of course, local board of directors. They have been moving local dreams forward since they started their PPP assistance to the people of Reading. Even non-bank customers was just outstanding. Kept businesses online, able to continue to work their way through this COVID craziness. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, one downtown Reading at 1845 California Street, and, of course, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Cobblestone Shopping Center. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back after these messages. Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone.
say could that last be I?
We know this song.
Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our morning show. What a beautiful song to start this beautiful Monday morning. If you look outside and you think like, wow, we are just blessed to live where we live and see our skies and enjoy this beautiful day. We're going to have about 85. There will be slight chance of showers today, about just 20%, mostly sunny. Welcome back to our morning show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crack Master Windshield and Repair. Can't say it enough that, you know, as we're going to be going into this 110, 112 days, and we're coming into the July and August heat when you get in and you throw on your air conditioning in your car. If you have a crack or a chip, there's a good chance, you're gonna get, that's gonna grow. It happens in the winter with the heat in your car and mostly in the summer when you throw on the air conditioning. So just be aware of that. And if you do have that, please go to Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield and Repair.
A veteran-owned business and at 3208 South Market Street, or give them a call at 241-8373. For an appointment today. Okay, you had something on unemployment. Then
yeah.
We've got a guest here. With
Alaska,
us.
Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi eliminated their federal unemployment programs this weekend, ending federal assistance for almost 340,000 workers. You know, as Alaska's economy opens up, employers are posting a wide range of job opportunities. Now, I will say that, you know, okay, during, I think that people have a tendency, or some have a tendency or will, you know, we get into the comfy zone. Like, okay, I can't go to work, COVID's here, and you know that there's this money that you've been able to, extend, and it's more than perhaps you would have gotten in a usual unemployment benefit situation. So this morning we heard on a news report that one of the major attractions this summer has to work limited hours because they can't find people to work.
McDonald's here in town.
But just
here in town.
Yeah, and we don't even know the people who own McDonald's, but I could tell you we have several business owners, of course, with our station, we're locally owned, so we know what it is to be a business owner and have several people that we know and our friends. And have, you know, we've been here for 14 years and acquired really great friends that we talk about the truth. And it's not just, you know, like you would have your public face and then you've got the face of what it is that you're really going through. And most every person we know that has a business is having trouble finding people who willing to work.
That'll last longer than a day or a week.
Yeah. So that's an epidemic. We should face this epidemic, and I'm not sure where the breakdown in that culture happened.
Well, when I would say is the extended unemployment of benefits, because they could work at a $13 or $14 an hour job, even a $15 an hour job, and they're going to make as much money, almost as much money on unemployment. So why put yourself out there when you can do that? The only way you're going to end this is to end is to start something that says you've got to go out and look for a job. And you've got to, you know, go to places and look for jobs and come back with rejection slips, which explains what happened to your friend in Texas, where people were coming in and applying for masseuse jobs that were construction guys. Not because they could do the job, but they had to they had to have proof that they went in and looked for a job.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey.
The great segue here is, you know, people who put themselves out there, they take a chance, they create something, and we've watched, these two, very unique and lovely people, through this time, and they are going to have a book launch party. And with us this morning, and Ashley or Les, let's go ahead, or Lee, let's go ahead and let's talk to you.
Ashley S. is here.
Yes.
And let me grab your microphone there, kiddo.
Yes, Miss Wonderful.
Yeah. And
good morning.
Good morning.
Well, and Lee Hall. I should say Lee.
Lee.
Lee Hall. Lee. That's
we're both Lee.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Lee Hall, right. And Lee, as this, I've known her as Ashley for a long time. Mm-hmm. Okay, tell us about the books, first of all.
So if you listen on Friday nights, we do have our podcast airs here on the station. And I am Lee S's.
And I'm Lee Hall.
And we are each other's editors for our books. And we are both releasing books. They will be available to the public tomorrow. And we will have our launch party on Saturday.
What does it take when you say our books? So you've got a stack in front of you, and you have a stack in front of you. So share with us what that. Tell us about. So you both are launching your books individually.
Yes.
Together.
Yes.
Okay.
We both worked on each other's books, and so it's been a journey for both of us that's ending at the same time, so we are celebrating together.
That's great.
So tell us about the books.
Well, mine is...
This is the other Lee.
Yes. mine is the second book in a series.
Uh-huh.
They're murder mysteries, and they're super nerdy.
So they're gadgetry and trigonometry, and what does that mean?
When you say nerdy, what's that mean?
Yeah. It's like pop culture references everywhere. The main character is a professional video gamer and cosplayer, so she creates costumes, goes to Comic Cons, that kind of thing. And it's a very, it may be a murder mystery, but it's humorous all the way through. There's just like fun one-liners. If you like sci-fi, fantasy, superhero shows, you'll see references throughout the whole thing.
If you're one of those people who's opinionated about Marvel versus DC, if you have an opinion one way or the other, you're going to love these books.
I
love
it. Well, there's people
that
like that out
there. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, there is a definite niche out there for people that think that Marvel, you know, the DC people think that Marvel's.
I could see this being a cult book.
Yeah, and that's kind of how it was written, is for those like me who really just love to embrace their nerdy side.
I love that.
And enjoy a good murder mystery story.
Oh, good. I
and
can't
so
wait.
Okay,
wait, but which one do we have to start with?
Start with Toxic. It's Gamer Files Book 1.
Okay.
And the next book is KD Ratio, which in the gaming world is Kill-Death Ratio.
So I knew that.
Toxic was released last fall, and everyone's really enjoying it. If you haven't gotten a chance to do it, there is an opportunity to read Toxic before KD Ratio comes out, if you're a really fast reader.
Yes. If you are on Amazon, or if you have a Kindle, it's free right now on Kindle until the end of tomorrow.
Okay.
Perfect.
Well, you'd have to be a fast reader.
But let's talk about how you spell your name.
Yeah.
When somebody's looking for the book, how do they spell your name?
L-E-I-G-H space H-U-L-L.
Okay.
Lee Hull.
All right. There we go.
Okay. And, all right.
My book is a little different. I actually popped my head in to talk to Jared before we came on and said that Game of Thrones, Witcher, and Outlander, which is what we heard on our way in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All of those, if you're fans of those books or TV shows, then you're going to be a fan of my series, which are called the Modaku Anthologies. They're technically classified as a grim, dark fiction, so fantasy. So the main character is a teacher character, and he finds himself as the lone protector of somebody who is going to fulfill a prophecy. And so
is, what's the name of this then?
The Modaku Anthologies. I'm releasing all three books at once.
Okay.
So there is a full...
But those are different than...
Yes, these are very different from the last books I came on and talked
about.
That I've
read. Okay.
So
yeah.
The writing style is similar, so especially if you enjoy reading books like Lee Child, Matthew Riley, those kind of...
Yep.
Authors, my writing style is very similar to theirs, but I decided to delve into fantasy because I wanted to.
Okay,
you can buy each of the books separately.
Okay,
as a full set.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Which was the first one?
Fog and Flame is the first one.
And then Snow and
so proud of
Ash.
You.
Snow and Ash, and then
Water and Bone. So if you get confused, they're in alphabetical order.
So proud of you guys.
You know what? Sometimes I think Ashley says things to me because she's at a much higher plane than I am. So she just, but she's really nice about it.
Yeah.
If you forget,
has to come down a few notches.
First, we forget their alphabetical order, Carl. Oh, thank you.
So one of my favorite things about these books was actually the cover design, which Lee did.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Now, we're going to take a break when we come back. Let's talk more about what it is to actually get a book in paperback, what it is to that whole, I mean, we can all have an idea. It's like writing a song and getting it published. You know, that's always my comparison to everything. So let's talk about what it is to write a book on the pages and get it into a manuscript to get into a paperback book and then get it online so you can, one can buy it. And let's talk about your launch party. All right. When we come back.
Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike at Estate Granite, has been custom designing kitchens and bathrooms for over 16 years. He works on appointments only because he is so busy all the time because his work is so good, a true artist in what he does with granite, slate, and marble. Now it's a time to make that change. You're thinking about selling? Nah, I think I'm going to stay because it's crazy out there in the real estate market. Give Mike a call at 241 Stone for a free consultation or look up estategranite.com. Better known business, and he did our kitchen, and it truly is a work of art. We'll be right back. 731, 68 degrees out there.
Healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our summer sale, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Rich Pinnell, Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Medical advances have given us the gift of longevity. It also gives us a moving target when we're planning retirement. Because of this, some people haven't been able to live the lifestyle they're accustomed to. The good news? Reverse mortgages have been refined over the years. This gives us a great multifaceted tool for retirement. You could eliminate your house payment or buy an asset you always wanted without suffering the penalties from cashing in an investment. There are literally hundreds of scenarios, but the end product is you could live your life more comfortably. My name is Rich Pinnell with Primary Residential Mortgage, and I'm a reverse mortgage specialist. I've spent years helping seniors with financial issues solve their problems, and I would like to help you too. You can find me at Primary Residential Mortgage, 530-722-4579, or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, We provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Mendebot. Good morning, everybody. With us right now is Lee Esses and Lee Hall, and they have just, they're getting ready to release some new books. Yes, they are locals. And do you have a website? Because people are asking about it.
Yeah, if you want links to our books, you can go to writingrootspodcast.com. We have the links there under our individual names. You can go about Writing Roots, about Lee Hull, about Lee Esses.
Okay, say that again. Writing?
Writingrootspodcast.com.
Okay. All right, we're going to put that in the chat room. And again, if you're looking to, you know, try some new reading and, again, support locally, that L-E-I-G-H-H-U-L-L, Lee Hull, with her two books, Toxic and K-D Ratio, as well as Lee Esses, L-E-Y-E-S-S-E-S, with the Modako Anthologies. And you can actually get the big book and get all three in the complete collection.
Yeah, that series is complete and releasing tomorrow.
And releasing tomorrow.
These are really fancy books.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And Lee Hull did the design. So I love this partnership the two of you have.
And plus you can hear them every Friday at 6 o'clock right here on KCNR.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are great.
We host the podcast Writing Roots, which is where the website comes from. My favorite thing about the three books individually is if you stack them together, it creates the complete seal.
Oh my gosh.
That is odd. That's like, you know, like the secret or some kind of secret seal that you get in there. That is awesome. There's a lot of thought that went in there.
I hope you all don't plan on, you know, like to murder me, because I got a feeling it'd be tough to, you know, figure it out. I want you to hear it first.
That's cool.
And Lee Hull. You know.
And what they're doing, again, for our listeners, is they put the three books together, and you've got the first one, Fog and Flame, Water and Bone, Snow and Ash, which are all three cool titles.
Yeah, but they're all in the Modako Anthologies.
Yeah. So if you get the book with the complete collection in them, if you want to read them, just sprint through all of them, that full sigil is on the title, on the cover. And if you want to try them one book at a time, then you'll get only a part of the sigil on the book. And when you purchase the complete series, the complete sigil comes together from the covers of the front.
Okay.
So let's talk about those people who are, we've always said you've got a book in you.
And does everybody have a book in them?
Honestly, anybody can write a book. It takes a lot more effort than a lot of people think. Because everybody's like, oh, I have this great story idea, but it takes so much to actually, like, sit down and put the work into it. It takes dozens and dozens of hours just to get the first draft down, and then you have the second draft, and then you have the editing process and the cover design. And if you go traditional publishing, most of that's taken care of for you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go self-publishing route, which is what we both did, you have to figure out how to get the cover done. You either have to hire someone or do it yourself or get the editing done yourself. And there's all of the stuff is on you.
Now we're going to have to run here. Yeah. So now do you help people write?
Yes.
And that's a business for you, right?
Yes. And that's part of our podcast is teaching people the basics of writing, you know, knowing things like story design, character design, world building, just how to do the process of writing. And then we also cover episodes about the publishing process, how to go through Amazon, how to market your books, because when you do self-publish, that's on you too.
Let's talk about the book launch party. Is that open to the public?
Yeah. If you're interested in coming and joining us, then shoot us a text. The actual location is difficult to find because it's a brand new building. But we are looking forward to having lots of fun. We're partying. We're pretty much set for our raffle baskets. And where...
Well, and that's going to be Saturday?
Yes.
This Saturday at 3 p.m.
We were going to be there, except it's
Father's Day weekend, Mike.
We're going to be in
celebrating my father's 90th, too. Yeah. But in that, you're going to do a personality quiz. So people who are gamers or people who love that kind of thing, as they take the personality quiz and you have this interaction in the party, you get to find out who you may be in the game.
Yes.
Okay. Now, we may just take this and send it to you. Scan it to you. Send it to you. Just so you can come back and tell us, oh, Carl. No.
You're a princess.
Okay. One more time. It's writingrootspodcast.com to be able to get a hold of you. Every Friday night from 6 to 7, we have your podcast.
And those are reruns. We do release the podcast. We took a 2-month hiatus where we're playing all of our extended stuff.
Right.
We get back to new episodes on July 1st.
Okay.
So.
And in those episodes, we're actually in the process of editing these books that are releasing this week.
Oh, wow.
So those are
That's
full
great.
Of spoilers. We wanted to make sure we got the books out first. But
Fantastic.
It's a glimpse into the editing experience.
That's great.
And how do you get these books printed, and how many at a time?
It's super easy through Amazon. You submit your manuscript, and then you can order however many copies you want.
Okay.
The difficulty comes in having a good eye-catching cover and formatting, actually.
I love
formatting
your covers.
Really good stuff there.
It fits the title so much. And yours, Lee, Paul.
Yeah, it's a keyboard
toxic.
And a mouse.
Yeah.
That's so
Ladies,
awesome.
Thanks for taking time
Thank
to be
you.
With us today.
Thank you for having us.
Congratulations.
And thanks for the update on Sue. Ashley and Sue are tight, and I'll give an update on Sue later on, around 8 o'clock, how she's doing. But thank you so much, and thank you for the books.
Enjoy.
And
this will be great.
And
thank
again,
you.
Again, donuts.
Yes. Yep, donuts.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you'd like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
To celebrate
celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you make your eye care purchase at Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
And good morning and welcome back to our morning show here. Positive morning here on this beautiful, what is the date today?
Today is the 14th of June. Oh my goodness. Today's Flag Day.
Flag Day. And that's right. When you drive down Market Street, you're going to see a beautiful display of flags. And we love that here. One of the other reasons that we decided that we wanted to keep this downtown location. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, simulcasting on 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. Also, KCNR.com. We have the chat pack open. It's going to be slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 65, and tonight mostly clear with lows of 56. With us this morning, we're talking about, now we're going to go and talk about our senior safety symposium. And
Shining Care.
It was Shining Care. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Now, you just had an event Saturday.
Oh, yes. We had our bridge event.
Yeah.
The walk. We had the walk going. We had the festival going. So it was a health and safety, family health and safety festival.
Yeah.
So we had.
How did that go?
Oh, my gosh. We probably saw over 500 people.
Oh, that is so awesome.
Like, there was so many out. We were busy. We had people doing the walkathon for fundraising for Shining Care. We had word bingo on one side and scavenger hunt and all the festival folks on the other with food.
That's a
great
wonderful
day
turnout.
To be out.
Wonderful
yes.
turnout.
So as you are raising funds,
this was in the evening too. I mean, so it's
beautiful.
It was, you know, Saturday was absolutely a beautiful day.
Well, as you're raising funds, because we all know that there's possibility as COVID has changed a lot of directions for people, and right now as we think of our seniors and them being shut in, and perhaps funds are shifting, so we have to focus on the fact that the Shining Care is an organization where there's so many. Your outreach is to the seniors. Somebody could be like, oh, what do I do now? I don't know what to do. Mom slipped and fell. We call it crisis management, if there's such a thing. We'll can oftentimes reach out to Shining Care, yes, where you are so aware of the different avenues people can go and find out what their needs, how their needs can be met.
Definitely. This, the funding, that's where it heads. We have families that come in. It's not income qualified. So when they do call in, we spend the time that they need to make sure that their older adult loved one is settled in. We have services and programs surrounding them, natural support built around them. We just want them to be able to continue to age well and thrive.
Well, what I think that if we could just put a little bit of a, before we go into, you know, really getting into the details here, is that, you know, when you call an attorney for their expertise, you're paying what, $250 an hour, and you guys are subsidized only by donations.
Yes. And they have a few grants.
But, I mean, right now you guys are in need.
Yes.
All right. So let's talk about your symposium as people are thinking about maybe they have to gift with taxes, if you know how that goes. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your senior safety. It takes a community symposium. June 17th.
June 17th, 9 to 2. It's going to be at the Wind River Resort and Casino in the event room. And we, again, we're bringing Paul Greenwood back. He is the assistant DA that was in San Diego. He's retired now, but he had the highest conviction rate in the state of California for prosecuting these cases on senior abuse.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's
amazing. Isn't it terrible that you're known because you had the highest, you know, prosecution rate of senior abuse? And it's out there, my friends. Senior abuse is, you know, it's domestic violence.
Yeah.
Really, in many cases, because the vast majority, well, I think it was 60 to 70% of all senior abuse comes from family members.
It's sad. It's sad, but it's true. And COVID, you know, opened that door even further this last year because we had seniors that are isolated. And especially in the beginning, there was a couple of cases that there was hundreds of thousands of dollars just scammed right out from them. And they don't understand. You know, they think they're given to a good cause. We had one case that's exactly what she thought. She thought it was a good cause. The family had, you know, been doing the best they can. It's just sad watching it because there's only so much that can be done.
Well, and this really also good. Is a reminder, like, for instance, you know, okay, my mom is 88, my dad is 90. And they come from a generation, they're of the ilk of your word is your bond, you shake a hand, you know. And they've been scammed a couple times. But as of recently, my mother has received calls, and it's like we do know that there's a call that has been going around about her internet provider, that they're going to turn it off or something's happening, and then she's been caught off guard, mm-hmm. and she's thinking, oh, okay. And then she realized in the middle of it, this transaction, that she was giving her numbers. So then she had to call her bank and go through a couple days. And then, but the shame that she felt afterwards, sure. Like, oh my God, you think I would have known better? I'm embarrassed.
And they shouldn't be. They're clever. They're clever. Oh, they take a lot of them.
We've had
not just the old.
We've had friends that are very sharp that it was from the sheriff's office. And she even called back in, you know, Shasta County Sheriff's Office. And she was heading down to get a money, card. And she stopped and she goes, let me call another Southern number. And they had no idea what she was talking about. It was a scam. But she's very bright. And you remember that? And
I mean,
she was on her way. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, these things, happen. But now this, what else is happening here besides this great speaker you have? It's also going to be like mini seminars.
We'll have mini seminars is basically what you're getting because we have someone from the DA's office coming in to talk about what's going on locally. APS will be in as well talking about locally. We have United Way coming in. They'll be talking about disaster preparedness now that we're heading into fires. Make sure that, you know, our older adults are ready. And it's so important going into the fires.
We don't even think about that.
No.
We think about us being ready, but for our elders to be ready.
Yes.
Wow.
We know ourselves how hard it is when something hits us and puts us in a panic and we've got to move and we've got to be out fast, how hard that is just with what we're dealing with, the weather. You know, we currently have health conditions and that doesn't help with our process of trying to manage of how am I getting in the house? What do I need to take? And with our older adults, I mean, some are living alone. They have dementia. They may have a neighbor or, you know, family members, but if that fire comes in, and their family can't get in, and if they don't have a plan, maybe the, you know, having the neighbor grab them and their to-go bag, having that to-go bag. But it's just getting them all, you know, trying to get them ready for this season.
So your topics are going to be, it's a question and answer session, and you're going to have resourceful exhibits.
Like, yes.
You're going to be talking about key signs of abuse and COVID-related risk, dementia and caregiving, dealing with dementia in disaster and crisis situations, the City of Reading Fire Department, medical and emergency processes, PG&E public safety power shutoffs. That's a big one.
That is a big one. There's, you know,
again, panic.
Yes. Yes. Especially, we know when the power is going to be shut off and you're relying on it for O2 or, you know, for oxygen or whatever.
Well,
other,
or your medications.
Yeah,
refrigerator.
Yeah. Haven't they passed some kind of, if you tell PG&E that you yes. need this, or Reading Electric Utility, that, hey, we need power to run machines or for medications, they will make exceptions for that.
And that's why they're there. They're going to be explaining that and telling right. them what the process
Good.
Is and
Good.
How they can apply this application process.
Here, but, you know, the other thing, too, is that for REU, if you just put, you know, I put another dollar in, or $5, I guess it's
yes.
$5 a month, to go to the, you know, seniors electricity program, whatever that's
yes.
called. And you can do that. You can just put a dollar in a month to help those seniors that may be on, you know, they've got their place, and but they're having problems with the, you know, with electricity, because it does get expensive. So
it
that
does.
Helps.
It
yeah.
does.
This
okay,
Saturday, yeah. June 17th from 9 to
30. Thursday. Thursday.
Excuse me. This Thursday, I'm sorry. Thank you.
Do people have to sign up for this?
We do need registration because we are providing a free lunch.
Okay, excellent.
But I'm going to, you know, give a good estimate when I have to hand that in to Wind River.
Right, it's very important to see how many.
But we, yes,
yeah.
we do.
How many lunches they prepare.
Yes, we'll make sure we have enough seating for everybody. But we can hold up to a couple hundred, but it's
All right, so they need to get a hold of you in which, let's talk about this, in which manner do they get a hold of you?
They can call the office. If they aren't comfortable going on to the internet, they can call our office at 232-5543, and we can help them register.
And if they're driving, people are driving right now and think, I need to attend this from 9 to 2, and they didn't get that number, what is the office?
The address of the office?
Yeah, the address of the
sure.
office. Where would they go if they look it up?
It's 1551 East Cypress, Suite B.
And it'd just be Shining Care. They can
yep.
look up Shining Care and
yes.
then find. Okay, that's what I wanted to get to. So we appreciate you so much for being on this
Thank
morning.
You.
We have just a few more minutes. Final words.
You know, I just encourage everyone to come. There's something for everyone, whether you're a caregiver, whether, you know, it's your parents you're curious about, or if, you know, you're an older adult yourself. All this information is amazing for everybody. So,
well, you know, having parents that are of that age, and that we realize how blessed we are, that they can take care, you know, they take care of themselves. But here's something else too: is we have asked them several times as nice as we can, because you can't push people
no.
of that age. Because guess what? They used to tell you what to do. They changed your diapers and all
mm-hmm.
those things. What happens if? What happens if, God forbid, you know, you trip and
yeah.
now your ankle's busted or your leg's busted or your hip or something like this. The other person can't get them up and down.
No.
And so what do we do? What's the plan there? And we have, and this is something, my friends, you need to talk about with your parents, or if you're getting kind of up there, you need to talk to your kids about this. What is the plan if something, God forbid, happens and you're laid up?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't. How do you address something like that?
You know, we encourage folks to look at their future ahead of time. We've had people come in and say, you know what, I'm taking care of my mom now, but, you know, I have some health conditions, and I want to make sure my life's all in order, so if something happens, I know what, you know, someone else can
yeah.
step in and do. So having those durable power attorneys, having those, you know, do you want life support? You know, those type of things. You're going to need to make sure that your life's in order just as well. And be prepared. Long-term care insurance. I mean, look at your life ahead and plan it out.
Yeah.
And we'll gladly help. Gladly help sit down and talk with you. And
that's a big thing, too, about the, you know, it, like they took care of their funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, their funeral's taken care of. I mean, anywhere in the world, they get, you know, they get picked up and flown back, because they used to travel a lot until COVID happened. But it is. It's something that you need to talk to your loved ones about, both ages. You know,
yes.
if you're older, and a lot of times younger, the kids don't want to think about it. So they don't really want, oh, no, mom, you know, dad, they're going to be there forever. So somebody's got to stand up there.
They do, and it just makes it a little easier when our parents do pass. Because
yeah.
having to go through probate or any of those other things is really rough on them. Having to try to plan this, you know, a funeral out. You know,
yeah.
it's
All
hard.
Those things.
So sit with them now and talk to them. And
okay, Thank you so much.
Thank
okay,
you.
So Thursday,
9 to 2
at Wind River, great seminar, all types of events, and the lunch is provided.
Just give
them a call at Shining Care.
Yeah, or if they want, they can head to our website at shiningcare.org.
There you go. Okay, we come back. Shasta College's president, Joe Walsh, will be joining us.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden says the U.S. stands 100% with NATO. The president says an attack on any single member state should be considered an attack on all and should be met with a collective response.
Article 5 we take as a sacred obligation. And I constantly remind Americans that when America was attacked for the first time in its shores since what happened back in the beginning of World War II, NATO stepped up. NATO stepped up, and they honored Article 5.
Mr. Biden in Brussels for the NATO summit on Wednesday. He'll be in Switzerland, where he'll sit down with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The Russian leader, heard here through a translator, denies allegations that his country is waging a cyber war on the U.S.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof? It's becoming farcical. We know it well. We have been accused of all kinds of things, election interference, cyber attacks, and so on and so forth.
Putin interviewed by NBC News. Vaccine maker Novavax says its shot has proven highly effective against COVID-19, along with all of the variants of the virus.
The Maryland-based company says a large late-stage study in the U.S. and Mexico has found that its vaccine is about 90% effective, and the preliminary data also shows it's safe. Novavax previously released results from smaller studies in Britain and South Africa. The company plans by the end of September to file for emergency use authorization in the U.S., Europe, and elsewhere.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Feels a lot like the dog days of summer across wide areas of the West. A searing heat wave settling in, advisories, watches, and warnings for excessive heat have been posted across parts of California, Nevada, western and southern Arizona, and Utah. The Dow down 156. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Midland, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal or Corporate, NMLS number 1335, REC, NMLS number 65233, Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Myanmar civilian leader removed from power by a military coup 4 months ago has now gone on trial.
After a number of false starts, the trial of Aung San Suu Kyi is underway on the first two criminal charges filed against her right after the coup in February. These allege that she possessed walkie-talkies that were not properly licensed and that during last year's election campaign she violated some of the COVID-19 restrictions which were then in place. She'll be tried on a more serious charge of breaking the Official Secrets Act later this week and after that on corruption charges. Ms. Suu Kyi has now been moved by the military authorities from her home to a secret location.
The BBC's Jonathan Head. Iranians this week are preparing to vote in, or perhaps to boycott, a presidential election. Many fear will only underscore their powerlessness to shape the fate of the country. News and analysis at townhall.com. Efforts to resuscitate the Iran nuclear deal continue.
Diplomats from outside the European Union have cautioned that negotiations with Tehran to salvage a landmark nuclear deal needs more time. Officials from both Iran and Russia speaking Sunday as G7 leaders reaffirmed a commitment to stop the Islamic Republic from building nuclear weapons.
Correspondent Jason Walker. The French joint operator of a Chinese nuclear plant near Hong Kong says that facility is dealing with what is termed a performance issue, but is currently operating within safety parameters. This follows a report of a potential radioactive leak at that plant. So far, there has been no comment from Beijing. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 137 points, NASDAQ trading 31 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 14th of June, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Did I say what the phone lines were already? 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Be polite. I've already banned somebody today, and I have no problem at all, but Jared loves it. So be polite out there.
Okay, here's how I feel about the chat room.
Today is National, this is the United States Army's birthday.
Right, Flag Day.
And Flag Day, and
Bourbon Day.
Bourbon Day.
And do we have another edition?
Sure, we got a Strawberry Shortcake Day.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know, strawberry shortcake with a little shot of bourbon on it, there's nothing better.
Makes your morning, Carl.
Well, makes my morning.
Bourbon mixed into the whipped cream.
It makes some of these shows a lot easier.
Yeah.
Joe. Okay. What's the weather look like? You know?
Well, it's currently 69 degrees, and if you look outside, we do have some clouds. According to our forecast, a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 85. Mostly clear tonight. With our overnight lows of 58. Tuesday calls for sunny with a high of 89. Tuesday night, 65. And hot Wednesday, okay, triple digit, folks, 103. Thursday calls for 110. That's the highest so far this year.
It's heat advisory.
Then
heat advisory for a couple
of
days.
We go to excessive heat watch to Friday, 111. Saturday calls for 108 and Sunday 105. So I said to Carl on Thursday morning, I'm going to go out and water everything down from the top down to soak everything really, really well in the front and the back and the side. So, you know what I mean? When I think about those plants that wilt and other things like that. And please, 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 there is a, I want to talk about your dog's paws. Everybody, oh, I'm out there walking. Well, you know, you walk barefoot and see if your feet don't fry. So just beware of that. Please be careful. For anybody listening, I think we have really, you know, people who listen to our show really are, most, for the most part, are very responsible, except for those hackers in the chat room. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Yes, I said it all in one breath.
You did, and let me use the, let me say 87.
You're going to be 87'd?
Nope. It's 87 days since Kamala Harris has given a news conference, and she has not visited the border yet. I just like to keep it in everybody's forefront of your attention. Okay.
Now, hackers, you can get in there.
Now you can jump
in. Say your little penny's worth.
We are here with...
Sorry, did I say
you know,
that?
You know, what I should have gotten into right then was right before we introduced President Joe Weiss of the of Shasta Colleges,
yeah.
You know, get into the Board of Supervisors and last Tuesday, just to get it started. Mm. But I'm not going to do that because I respect you.
We're going to stay on topic here and talk about Shasta College, all the wonderful things. Right here in Reading, we've got a really great JC.
Well, community college. They used to call it.
They used to call it JC.
I was. I went to JC. You know what's
you
wrong with that?
Nothing's
junior college.
Wrong with that. Nothing's wrong.
But you also can get your full degrees out there too.
Yeah, we actually were one of the colleges that have a pilot baccalaureate degree, and there's a bill going through right now to make those permanent and expand so that all community colleges can have a baccalaureate in an applied area.
That's great.
Yeah, ours is in health information management.
which is huge right now, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So we're really excited about how that program is getting underway and having a. I think we had 6 or 7 graduates this last year, and continuing to grow.
And it's called Health.
Health Information Management Bachelor of Science.
That's fantastic. Now, you just heard it here on KCNR, because you may have mentioned it before, but that just was really topical.
Yeah, you prompted it for me, so I brought it up.
Well, welcome to the show, our president, Dr. Joe Weiss, superintendent, president of Shasta College. You're all those things. The pandemic has impacted everyone.
And more.
And so it's, you know, affected businesses. And so could you just kind of give us a quick overview of how the college responded and how you partnered public health in our community and how the last semester looked?
Yeah, so it was, like everyone else, it's been quite a different 15, 18 months for us. And our faculty did just an amazing job switching kind of overnight to finish the spring 20 semester online. And but probably what we're most proud of is our partnering with the various agencies to provide the space needed for things like testing. There's still people can come out and get tested here for, I think, another month or so before that's going to go away. And
COVID's going away tomorrow.
Well, yeah, it is. It is.
I think, right? Not today. Not Wednesday. It's going to go on June. Why June 15th? Why not the 14th? Start the Monday off. I know you have nothing to say about that, but what you all have done is supported this whole effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we've tried to do. Is support
and
the
you
effort.
Have.
We were ready to stand up as a. Secondary hospital site. We had it all worked out with the county if needed, and thankfully didn't need to do that, right?
Using some of the buildings out there,
right,
large buildings,
right.
The agriculture area. No. The,
so tell us how that looks, because you get tested. And do you get inoculated, or you just get tested at college?
Well, we did provide space for Dignity Health and Shasta County Health and some other pharmacies to do vaccinations this mm-hmm. past spring when they were trying to get them done when they weren't widely available yet. So
right.
We provided that space, and I went and got vaccinated there. It went really smoothly.
Mm-hmm. I had friends that got vaccinated there, and it was, you know, in and out. And so, again, if for people that wanted to be vaccinated, that wished to be vaccinated, there were places to do that in Shasta College, which was one of those. That
yeah,
really,
the gym
really
worked really well
gates.
To spread yeah. out and yeah. and have the area for that. And yeah, the comments I got back from Dignity Health were, boy, you guys did a great job. Just we provided the logistics. You know, we didn't do the vaccinations,
right,
that kind
right.
of stuff. But yeah,
Are you having? What about students coming back, being vaccinated or not vaccinated?
We're not requiring vaccinations. Some colleges are saying that, but we know that the vaccines aren't fully approved yet.
It's hard to force people to do that.
But we want to, you know, we're kind of caught where we have to follow the different guidelines, and we get conflicting guidance
right?
coming in from different agencies and
that.
The like. It's been quite a year for that.
Has it been crazy that you read something or they send you a report, and then the next day somebody sends another report that was almost the opposite?
It's been tough for us. But, you know, we've had students in person the entire time. So our nursing, our firefighting, heavy equipment, welding, automotive, that sort of thing, we've been able to keep those programs going, where you really got to have that hands-on, that experience, right?
Speaking of your firefighting program, the new Redding, well, he's been here since October, fire chief.
The Landingham, I think, Chief
Landingham.
Landingham.
Chief Landingham went through Shasta College.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I've met with him a couple times since he's been here.
Yeah, and he's a strong proponent of what you have going out there, and y'all have since then have expanded greatly. We're here with President Joe Weiss.
Superintendent.
Weiss. Of the, you know, you would think after these many years, Joe, I'm sorry,
That's okay, Carl, you are aging each day that I come back, I think.
His hair is lightning.
And I like to call it Nordic blonde.
Yeah.
Superintendent, of course, and president of Shasta College, and has done so many things here since he has taken over. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. You know, Sleep Number, we've got the new bed. and it's the 360 smart bed.
The M8.
It's one of those that are split, so you can bring up the back when you're reading or if you're watching TV, and the foot, and it warms your feet in the cold time. We haven't tried that out. I assume it works because it's been kind of warm since then. We've had Sleep Number for how long, huh? 6 years?
It's been a long time, but this is a new bed, and we've had it going on almost 3 months now. And what's really cool about so many things about Sleep Number? First of all, it's made in America, but second of all, it's that you have 100 days. You know, it's kind of like when you drive a car and you think, "Oh, this is cool," and you get in your car and you're like, "Hmm." So you have 100 days to make a choice. That and they will do a full change for you and
pick out another bed. Pick up the other one and deliver the new one.
Yeah, and I like the customer service has been absolutely incredible.
All right, my Sleep Number setting is 35, lower than it was in the other bed because it's a different type mattress.
Mm-hmm. And mine's 25.
Your Sleep Number setting?
My Sleep Number setting's 25.
Okay. Discover proven quality sleep. Save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing, free premium delivery, and setup when you add a base. Only at Sleep Number store, and of course our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Subject to credit approval, of course. Minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. You won't be sorry. Go down to the Sleep Number store. Talk to Steve or any of the professionals down there. You'll be surprised. We'll be right back after these messages with Dr. Joe Weiss, superintendent and president of Shasta College.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free
free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, the 14th of June, 8:20 in the morning, 68 degrees out there. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We're here with Joe Weiss, who is Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the superintendent and president of Shasta College. But this portion is brought to you by
Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, California. If you need to have a piece of jewelry repaired, or maybe perhaps a diamond replaced, or a watch repair, or you size a ring, or find a loose gemstone, or anything like that, for all your jewelry needs, head over to Four Winds Jewelry. We've been with them for a long time, and that's really our jewelry store of choice that we go to for those kinds of things. Located, again, on Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Dr. Joe Weiss is here with us, superintendent and president of Shasta College. We also have Peter Griggs. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Carl.
Peter thinks he can skate through these, and I always bring him in, who is in charge of your marketing. And, frankly, if I may say this in front of you, you just do a great job.
Yeah, fabulous job.
You do a
Peter.
Fabulous job.
Thank you.
Those words are out everywhere. I get press releases from you all the time about great things going on, and one of them was the graduation, traditional in-person graduation at Shasta College.
Yeah, we were very, very pleased to be able to do that. We made that decision that if possible, back in February, if possible, we were going to do it. And did a lot of planning. Our student services, student life folks did a ton of planning and worked with our campus safety and others. And it went really smoothly. And we're really, really happy with it.
Well,
a lot in those sentences.
That's
but
okay.
It's pretty cool.
Sure does. But you know what? People are ready for it.
Oh.
The traditional walking down. I mean,
yeah, we had about 320 students come.
It's a big thing.
And thank you to the Chat Pack for acknowledging that before we even said it.
Yeah. Okay. Summer classes. Are people going? Are they back in face to face yet?
With certain topics, they are.
Okay.
Our summers typically are heavy online offerings,
even before
the pandemic.
Okay.
So we kind of have a typical summer offering, and then in fall we'll have a little more face-to-face offerings and hybrid, where they come in some and are doing some virtually and that sort of thing. And then we're hope spring will be kind of more pre-pandemic.
Yeah, let's do back to traditional. Now, again, you come under the CSU stuff. Right. I mean, the state of California.
We come under. Well, we follow. We read all the guidance from national and from state, and Cal OSHA oversees us as well. And I don't know if you've been following that the last week or two with Cal OSHA coming out with these are going to be our guidelines, and the governor saying, "Hey, wait a minute, I think you ought to change those." And so it's just seems like when we're coming into the pandemic and we're getting different guidance every day, every week. Now we're coming out and the same thing's happening.
What would happen, President Weiss, if you just said, this is our guidance? I mean, we're going to do this. I mean,
Well, that's kind of what we're doing.
Now,
we're having to plan and predict what the outcome's going to be.
We're going to, this fall, we're going to go back to, in-person classes, for the majority. And if you really want to take the class, don't want to be there, okay, we're going to have our, you know, hybrid. But
there's two thoughts I have on that for you, Carl. Okay. One is, you know, part of what we do is we have to protect the college, right? And so liability-wise, depending on what decisions we make, if something were to happen, it could have bad fiscal consequences for the college. But
funding.
Secondly, we want to also, you know, I guess be a good example for our area. And part of the problem is we start planning a fall schedule in January.
Yeah.
And I mean, when we're offering 1,400-1,500 sections of classes, it's not a simple thing to just, oh, let's switch it back this other way or let's do this. You know, it's a long, complicated process.
Yeah, this is
the room usage
you put
and all that
together
kind of
in
stuff.
60 days.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to. So we got to kind of plan ahead of time, and we're trying to stay flexible. Look at student demands, where wait lists are, and try to be able to shift things as need arises.
Let's go to the phones. We have a caller, Richard. Do you have a question for our Dr. Joe Weiss?
Yes, I'd like to know the date or the semester when the PE department is going to open up.
Thank you.
You mean for athletics, I'm assuming?
Well, of course, yes.
Yeah.
You mean like for the football and basketball and all that? Okay, just want to make sure.
Swimming.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Richard.
Yeah, so actually our the Reading Ducks are using our pool this summer, and the kids are out there swimming right now probably. And for courses and that sort of thing, I think probably a little bit maybe in the fall, but mostly it'll probably hit in spring. Athletics-wise, that's another tricky one where sometimes the state says, okay, follow the NCAA guidance. Well, we're not under NCAA as community colleges, and they have very different approaches for what they do. And other times they say, no, we have different guidance from that, and it goes back and forth. We were one of only, I think, six community colleges that actually did some football matches, games in the spring.
Yeah.
And so our athletics department and our planning area just did a great job being able to offer these sports in the spring.
Are they going to be able to have sports in the fall?
That's our hope. That's, again, that same guidance. Just last week I was told, oh, follow the NCAA guidance. Well, that hasn't been updated for 6 months, so or something like that. So we're planning to do sports this fall. And I think it'll happen, and then the final decision will be made soon here.
Okay, what is the foster...
Let me follow up on that. How do you... I mean, it's June. I mean, how do you prepare your teams where they say, okay, you guys can do it?
Well, the good part is...
I mean, because you guys go out giving
scholarships. We've been able to practice and do everything all last fall. And then we did a spring one where we did fall sports.
Okay.
Most of them in the first half of spring, and then spring sports in the second half of spring.
Okay.
And so we kind of have walked the walk already for a year, and so we're planning on being able to do it.
I think they're going to let you.
And I think it'll work.
I want to know about your foster youth program. What is that?
Yeah, we're actually really pleased with our foster youth program. It's kind of one of those good news, bad news sorts of things. Shasta College, we have just on numbers of students, we have the second most former foster youth students enrolled in college than any college in community college in California. 116
really?
Colleges.
What is the foster youth program? I guess maybe we should
So it's a program to provide extra support for
kids
that were coming out of
foster homes.
Only less than 5% nationally go to college or get a college degree. And we had 12% of our enrolled students got a degree this past year. And so our counselor in that program is just awesome.
I'd like to have a program just with that, to interview that person, because I think that's fascinating. And it's a statistic that we aren't aware of until just now. I would love to know why we have such a high rate of foster, because of the fact that you're on and it's a topic today. It just brought awareness.
Right.
And so, not only that, but we'll get your whoever the mentor is there, the person that is in charge of it, along with Linda. one night.
That'd be great.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all of your insurance and financial needs. You know, Judy's been in the business here since 1993. She's built up her company in two different divisions, one insurance and one not, and one financial advice and financial planning. If you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401k, give Judy a call for a free review and evaluation. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, or give her a call at 221-0441. Judy Maxwell cares about this community. We have insurance with Judy, and we've had nothing but just stellar service from Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back after these messages with President Joe Weiss. It's 68 degrees out there, cloudy. Enjoy this, because come Thursday, it's going to be about 110. We'll be right back.
This is Richard and Lori from Shasta County Citizen Journalist, a local independent media source. Public health has been withholding crucial information about the COVID-19 experimental vaccination.
They have refused to track the local injuries and death caused by being injected. Please go to ourminds.com, MINDS.com, or GABGAB.com to review the growing research, or call us at 530-962-5168.
I got my COVID-19 vaccination, and here's why. This isn't about gimmicks or sentiment or what commercial I like. This is about facts. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Millions of doses have already been given in the United States, and these vaccines have the most intensive safety monitoring in U.S. history. When you need more information, use a reliable source like the CDC website and get the facts.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
When you make your eye care purchase at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, you'll save $100 off your purchase, plus receive a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Sight for Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer discounts to seniors and veterans, and do your insurance paperwork. Call today for your appointment to receive this $100 standalone offer. Not valid with any other offers, discounts, or coupons. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bach.
Good morning.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Powerhouse Solar, the elite dealer for SunPower. Solar energy makes financial sense, and you may qualify to get up to 26% federal tax credit. Now you can get the SunPower SunVault battery, which is very important because then you have power when the sun goes down, and solar with financing. Keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever with Powerhouse Solar. Blake and company are good people. Give them a call at 275-5600.
And we're going to have 85 today. Slight chance of showers. They're mostly sunny. If you look out there right now, we have overhead clouds. Tonight will be 58. But as we progress, we will be in an excessive heat watch. Maybe just kind of waking up and deciding to break open your day. Looks like Tuesday is going to be about 89. Wednesday, 103. Thursday, 110. And Friday, 111. So just understand we're going to be in triple digits this week. Brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Jeez. Muppet mouth.
Can you, the dorms are reopening. The dorms are reopening.
Yes.
I mean, have you done a lot of work on the dorms? Or?
Well, one of the things we did last summer, we did some upgrades to the dorm, especially with the Wi-Fi and that sort of thing. The idea was we thought we might need to spread people out, to bring them back, and we wanted to make the dorms ready for that if needed. And then when we were talking about hosting that stand-up hospital, they wanted to use the dorms for if we would have done it for the medical people they'd bring in to staff it, to stay there, that sort of thing. So there was a lot of work we did on the dorms, and we'll be reopening this fall and making that available. And back to the foster youth, quite a few of the foster youth, that's a place they find to live, as well as some of our athletes and other students.
Okay. I went back to my dorm room 35 years after I graduated. My roommate and I got together.
How cool.
Was your roommate still there?
no, and in fact, he got into art, and how most artists end up in something else. He ended up into glass blowing. I got a 5-minute segment on the Today Show, and then sold his business later on. And he retired at about age 54, 55, and lives a good life. But we went back to our dorms, and they had not changed. I mean, the rooms had not. They may have put in new light fixtures. And I opened up the closet, and I looked up in there. Yep, there were my initials still.
So cool.
We were the first people to live in that dorm. So,
That's awesome.
When you think about it.
Great memories.
But Measure H helped you all with not just the dorms, but many other things.
Yeah, and it's still helping us. Big thank you to the voters for passing Measure H. In 2016, it was a tax measure to improve the facilities at the college. And we've done quite a few things already and have quite a few more to go. For example, we're right now in the final stages of a new computer information systems building. Should be completed next month. We've done quite a bit with our fire training grounds. We've added about 9,000 square feet of classroom space and new burn props and fire tower, two-story, two-and-a-half-story for ladder exercises and different things like that, rappelling practice and all those kinds of things for a fire academy. So we're real proud about that.
And, we're talking, of course, veterans.
New
Veterans Center, which is very close to my heart. But
as well as down at our Red Bluff campus in Tehama. But
your plans for it are just great. You know, giving a place for our veterans to be there and have study areas, computers available if they need it, but be able to have a place that they can come in and chit chat with each other. You get 22, 23 year old veterans in there with 17 year old kids. Sometimes, especially if they've been in combat, there's kind of a big gap sometimes
right.
in knowledge of real world versus the academic. So being able to talk to each other, you know, gives them a break too.
It does. Yeah.
It's probably good for your professors too.
You know, our next phase is going to be more remodeling our old facilities on the main campus, which is more complicated because you have to find new homes for the staff and the operations during, you know, year and a half period. But one of the real successes we've had, we've landed two matching projects with state funds. And so we're supplementing the local bond funds with around $20 million of state funding to help us with some of these projects. So that's pretty huge, and we're real excited about that.
Now, you're doing stuff down in Tehama, too.
We built a new one-stop student services building there with a small veterans center as part of that, classroom offices, planning for the future there.
What is downtown Block 7?
Well, it's just right down the street here, you know, where they're putting in the new parking garage and some of the housing. Well, right next to our health science campus, we are under contract. They're going to be building a five-story tower next to the parking garage, and we've purchased three of the floors in there and have an option to purchase a little more should we we're working on some new market tax credits.
What are going
to
be on those floors?
So we've got our economic workforce development division will be located there, kind of our group that helps businesses, and lots of grant funds to do special projects will be there. North State Together, I think maybe they've been on the radio program. The regional collaborative, where we're cradle to career kind of planning, that'll be located there. Perhaps our foundation, some other functions, maybe our grants office and some other community education will be there, and there'll be classrooms for that. So we're real excited about the opportunities there.
And still keeping, of course, the building you're in right now.
Right. Yeah. And it just made a lot of sense. It's right, you know, across the alley.
Yeah.
And we'll help part of the whole downtown improvement. All the great projects happening down here is pretty amazing.
Wow.
We don't call it alley.
Exciting.
We call it Happiness Lane.
Lane. I like it.
You like that? I just made that one up. But that
block
parking, that parking structure should be finished here by the end of the summer, I think, is what they're saying. Maybe sooner. But I'm not, you know, if we get rain. It could stop it, but that's really interesting. So that next one going up, then you all have got a lot to say about it.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay.
And
now
it
build
expands
it out
our
to
footprint
what you want.
Downtown. Yeah, and it's being designed out to to our specs and all of that. So.
And it's called Block 7.
Block 7 is that whole block from that our building all the way down to the new housing.
Yeah, down there, and the only open spot that's going to be is where that little parking lot is right now, across from Enjoy, but. That may not stay either. They can also build on that too. So this whole downtown, this whole area right here is just gangbusters. We've talked about a number of things here, but my favorite is the new logging program you have, because we have been getting into water lately and fires. And I've got a bunch of stuff I'm going to post and talk about tomorrow when it comes to water and fires and how to prevent your homes from being burnt when you live out in the country. Mm-hmm. But you've started something that really, I think, could be part of the solution.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember the Governor Newsom, one of the things he added a couple of years ago in the budget was money, like $175 million for the work they're doing along the roads, like 44 and other other roads to get some clearing for fire breaks, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Well,
you got one way in, one way out. You need to be able to get off the road.
Yeah.
Well,
part of that was grants for other forest management sorts of projects, and we've been partnering with Cal Fire and other agencies and other districts. We've landed three grants now. Just this weekend, we got word of another $3.2 million coming. So now it's over $8 million in grants from the state. And
for your program?
For our program. So now with that logging, heavy equipment, we've got it covered for the next three, 4 years.
Now, tell us what I tell you what, let's take a quick break. Let's hit the logging, and then let's talk about what we see in the future after that. But the thing about the logging that I understand is, I mean, it's all aspects of it. And I mean, going out into the woods and using different pieces of equipment and all that.
Correct.
But you're tying that into maybe your, so you're tying it into your heavy equipment group, the bulldozers that go out there and clear.
Yeah, part of it is we've gotten three or four heavy equipment pieces.
Yeah,
you know, and
new ones
and over $1 million worth of equipment that the students are learning on, state-of-the-art stuff.
Yeah, one thing goes up and cuts trees down, grabs them and cuts them.
Cuts them and then turns them sideways.
Turns them sideways.
Wow.
De-limbs them and then cuts them to length. And then the skidder to pull them out and the loader to load them on the truck.
Yeah, it used to be mules. But that one where, you know, of course, the men and women, men and women that are going through your heavy equipment class and the bulldozers, they have, you know, when you see the firefighting, you'll see six of them abreast on a hill clearing areas there, you know, for fire breaks, and they learn that kind of stuff with you all.
We did a tour on at Sierra Pacific, and we could not believe how much was also on computer.
Correct. Yeah.
That would that
programmable kind of logic controllers, I think.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, okay. You know, he's got it in there, but there's always somebody that's sitting there because the machine is not right all the time, and then he can adjust it. And to trim the trees.
If anybody ever gets a chance to take a tour, you must.
Just take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've had my hair cut. Man's Last Stronghold. They work for appointments, work on appointments, and give them a call at 244-9478. We'll be right back.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com. You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion.
Starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursday, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries for the $20,000 final drawing on April 29th.
Keep playing for a chance to win a patio boat on May 27th.
And one of four energy-saving Pedego electric bikes on June 24th. Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino.
More drawings, more winners, and more fun. WindRiver.com.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit PowerhouseSolar.com.
My sweet Lord, my Lord.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio station, the 14th of June, 8:50 in the morning. Linda's got a weather update.
We're going to have a slight chance of showers and mostly sunny today with our high of 85 and overnight lows of 58. We do have an excessive heat watch this week. Please pay attention that we have 103 on Wednesday, but Thursday and Friday are 110 and 111. Over the weekend, we'll have 108 and 105. So, you know, we may think that we can walk our pets today, but, you know, coming up, it's beware of the burned paw syndrome. It happens quite frequently when the weather changes like this. So, but the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. With us this morning is Dr. Joe Wise. He's the superintendent and president of Shasta College. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by the Wadsden Health Institute and a fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
And we have a caller. Let's go to Bob on the line. You're live on KCNR. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, I have a granddaughter that's been going to Shasta Community College. She was doing an excellent job. I wouldn't say stellar, but she was holding her grades and doing it with online classrooms. The challenge I have with her, she now has this last spring semester, got about a third of the way through it. She was struggling. And she ultimately ended up dropping classes and dropped out of school. That's happening all throughout our K-12 classes. We're seeing it now in the college classes, and it's very disturbing. We are easy and quickly to move from in-person classes to online classes, and later on, as we got out of the COVID mess a little bit more, we got into hybrid classes. How come it's going to take a full semester to get back into in-person classes? She thrives there. Needs that interaction with teachers and others. So can you answer, give me some input, please?
It's a good question.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, it is a good question, and part of the struggle is when we're scheduling 1,500 classes, it takes 6 months ahead of time to start planning that, all those sorts of things. But we do have more in-person classes this fall. I think we're at least a third of approximately of those availability. So there are, you got to kind of look through the schedule carefully because some of the hybrid classes that are a mix look like they're online if you don't read it carefully. But there are more options available this fall than the past year. And then in the spring, it'll be even further. But, yeah, that's a very good question. And the word complex comes to mind.
Yeah. Really? Bob, we were just talking about this, really, believe it or not, during the break, about this thing with not just college but high school. High school students dropping out of these classes, and, they're, you know, and what do you do about it? And the ability for a student to look a teacher in the face and a teacher to look at them. There's no replacement for that. I know some people are geared to take online classes, but that really
is that interaction they get in the class. And I can promise you, just from knowing Joe, that he would much rather have every class with a teacher standing right in front, a professor standing right in front.
Now, an interesting thing is before the pandemic, based just on student demand, on where they wanted to enroll, we were about a third online. So a lot of students wanted to mix the courses, you know, arrange their schedules for work so they only had to come out 2 days a week, that sort of thing. So, I'm anticipating we'll get back closer to that mix as time passes.
And I can understand that it could be a mother with a child. It could be somebody that's been working just and doesn't have time to drive out there and get a babysitter, so having them online works for them. But in college, it's a little bit older groups. You know, it's the high school and middle schools that you have to worry about if you believe any of the numerous statistics.
And some people, and I will say that's me. I need the stimulation of the physical and the visual. I know myself that I could not do these online.
The different kinds of learning styles, right?
Online course would be like my head would be outside in the clouds. And this is how I'm built. So when we grew up, you know, you were in class and you had a syllabus and you had to study a certain way and this is the way it was. But I think as we've grown and progressed, with academics, we've learned that there's different variants. So I understand Bob's dilemma and his heart's crushed because his daughter's dropped out. She's probably like me that needs the stimulation with going to class, having a routine, seeing the people, being held accountable, reading out loud, talking to people out loud.
Passing notes to your friends.
Whatever. It still is part of...
I think now they do it a different way. I think they just text each other. Okay, President Joe Weiss. Okay, we got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
What are we going to see in the future with Shasta College?
What are we going to see in the future? So that's a great question. We're actually right in the middle of our next 3-year strategic plan, planning document, and that's being developed. We have a draft of it, and it's coming out for this summer. Over for the next 3 years, and then that feeds into our 18-year long-term master plan that we're about right in the middle of right now. So a big part of what we're working on is through partnerships. We've learned by partnering. We've already talked about the logging and forest management program. Well, that wouldn't be possible without partnerships with industry and the logging companies and Sierra Pacific and those sorts of things. I could give you many other examples. The fire training grounds. I mean, those programs can't run without the fire agencies supplying some of the instructors and the partnering. So as we continue these partner approaches, where we're all pulling on the rope the same direction, it can make us, have more opportunity for our community through those kinds of approaches.
Joe, do you put, you throw it open to everybody, say, what classes would you like to see out here? I'm sure there must be something that you do.
We're approached all the time with ideas. One of the, actually in the medical area, we've done quite a few new program developments. So I already talked about the bachelor's degree. There's an associate's in health information technology that you can take before the bachelor's. We've added physical therapy assistant, started last semester in January. During the pandemic, we got the accreditation approval, and it started up. That program is going strong, and there's a medical assisting program that started up in our health science area. So there's several medical scribe, too, a short-term program where, people who are taking the notes for the doctors and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of, new things we are adding in and adding into the mix. There are some things we'd like to do, and the startup costs are pretty staggering at times. So it's, it's where can we find the funding? Where can we make the need be met? And then another balancing act is it a program where it's sustainable? We don't want to start up a program, and once you get 2 classes graduated, then the jobs are filled and you don't have a place for people to find work, right? So, there's lots of planning that goes into program startups.
Yeah, because I've thought of a couple classes, but you're right about that. I mean, gunsmithing class. They have it down at another, college of Siskiyous. But, and it seems to be full, but you're right. I mean, after you take the class, Are you taking it because you just want to learn, or is it something you want to get a job at and all that?
And so, we've seen that in a couple smaller programs. I mean, we had a winemaking program for a while, a certificate, and it was pretty popular, and all the hobbyists took it, and then we couldn't fill the classes anymore. And so not that it's, you know, we occasionally offer a class now, but we don't do the full certificate because there's not really a demand there, or we're not Napa Valley at this
point. I can understand that and say, okay, this semester we're going to have a winemaking class, and you do it one semester, and just to, every so often, or right. Others. It's not easy. Joe, thank you so much for being with us today. And Shasta College is truly a gem to have in our community. How many students do you have?
We have in a typical year 12,000 to 13,000 different students come out and take at least, you know, about 70% of our students are part time and about 30% full time.
Yeah, well,
fantastic! You guys do an outstanding job and such a great part of our community. Thanks for being with us again, and Peter Griggs for setting this up. Shasta College, we have you once a month on. It's always just so informative. Thank you.
And veterans, if you're thinking about it and you've got your GI Bill there, they have people out there that do nothing but help you get you set up and get you into college. So, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Gosh, when is tomorrow? The second.